Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go to Hall and Capitas fan hotline, talk to our good friend from Pittsburgh Sports Now, Alan Saunders, who covers a little bit of everything. And, Alan, I guess we will start with your Pitt Panthers, who now seem to be in a little bit of a free fall, and really this week face, I think, a real important game, because I think if they lose this one, then all of a sudden you really have to start to question whether or not this season's going to just completely spiral out of control.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough challenge with number three Notre Dame coming into Heinz Field this Saturday. And, you know, Notre Dame's a good matchup for Pitt. There's a lot of, you know, things you can look at to think positively. But like you said, it's coming to the point where if they don't get a win, it'll be four losses in a row here. And obviously, about nine or 10-point underdogs to the number three Irish. And, man, if they drop this one, it's going to be looking awfully bleak for Pitt fans and honestly the Pitt team, who I think has done a fairly good job of keeping their spirits up to this point, but it would have to be pretty tough to continue to do so after losing four in a row.
Right. I mean, I think the big thing is, this is a season that started with so much promise and then – just sort of falling apart, a little bit at a time. And, you know, I think one of the things is we probably, I don't want to say overrated, but I think we may have overestimated just how good this team is. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like they're a very good team. I think their injuries have played an underrated factor in what's happened to them this year. They're missing a lot of guys. In addition to obviously Kenny Pickett, which any team loses their quarterback for even a week or two, that can really derail a season. And certainly contributed to them losing to Miami last week and probably to them losing. I mean, he plays the third and the end of the third and the fourth quarter against Boston College and overtime. Limping, so who knows what happens if he's healthy there. I do think the injuries have played a part, but I don't think they're playing as well as they're capable of, and I think that's maybe the most frustrating part. It's not like they're going out there and they're getting dominated physically by teams. They're making mistakes, unforced mistakes. You saw three blown coverages in the Miami game to give touchdowns away. They had 10 penalties in that game. It just seems like they're not playing as well as they're capable of. So I hesitate to say that we overrated them. I think they're capable of being the team that we thought they would be. They just aren't doing the things that they're capable of. And I think that's probably the most frustrating part for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Now, I didn't get the sense from what Pat Narduzzi said yesterday that we will see Kenny Pickett this weekend. I'm assuming they're going to try, but it sounds like they're resigned to the fact that he probably is going to need another week.
Yeah, I mean, Pat doesn't really talk about injuries, but he said that Joey Yellen is going to go into this week with the assumption that he's going to be the starting quarterback, and if Pickett can play well, Pickett can play, I guess. Seems like it's going to be Yellen again. You know, I assume we'll see on Saturday. I didn't think Yellen played terribly. I thought he looked okay for a guy making a second career start. But he's not as mobile as Pickett is. And Pitt's offensive line has not been the strength of this team. And I don't think that makes for a very good matchup. But we'll see. Notre Dame has an extremely talented defensive line and the ability to cause a lot of problems up front. They're big and strong. They've got a local guy, Kurt Heinisch, anchoring that defensive line at the defensive tackle spot. And it'll be certainly a serious test for whichever Pitt quarterback plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is this is not going to be easy because Notre Dame's defense is pretty good. And it's funny, if you think about it, Alan, you could make a case that the Pitt has already played the best Notre Dame quarterback on the roster. Unfortunately, he plays for Boston College. I don't know. I've watched that offense play a lot, and they win a lot of games. There's no question about it. They've won a lot of games, but that offense is just not very good.
No, and I think that's one of the reasons you see the line where it is that Notre Dame haven't run up the score on anybody. You know, they've won some games, and that they're certainly a very good team. That offensive line is very good. But they don't have the kind of explosive offense that some of the other teams, honestly, some of the work, like, I think North Carolina was just having, you know, maybe kind of a, you know, an up and down early part of this season, certainly over the last couple of weeks, but they have a much more explosive offense than Notre Dame does. Notre Dame is a classic kind of old school Midwestern football kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust thing. And I think that actually makes for a better matchup than Pitt, than a lot of the other teams they play, maybe even some of the less talented teams they play. I just feel like this is the kind of offense that Pitt's defense is specifically designed to combat. And I think it's one of the reasons they've generally played Notre Dame pretty tightly over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is these Pitt-Notre Dame games have been, for the most part, reasonably close. But you look at it from the standpoint, and we talk about this seemingly every week, Pitt's running game, which is supposed to be the focal point of their offense, it still hasn't gotten untracked. Is he playing the best players? Or do you think that maybe there's other running backs that maybe he should be trying? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I understand the theory of liking a guy like Vincent Davis. The theory of that is if you have a play where the offensive line blocks it for 1 or 2 yards and you have a guy that can make some guys miss, then you can get 5 or 6 yards on a play that was only maybe blocked well enough to get you 1 or 2. But the problem is that he's getting hit in the backfield all the time. And while he can make people miss, he's not going to break a lot of tackles. And so what's happening is they're blocking plays at negative yardage and he's losing yards. Ends up with, I forget how many carries they had. I think it was 7 or 8 and he had no yards total. Net total is 0 at the end of the game against Miami. I think they need to go to a bigger back. I don't necessarily say that to mean that those whether it's Todd Sibley or A.J. Davis or Daniel Carter, that those are better players, in the grand scheme of things. But I just think they'll provide more of what Pitt needs right now, and that somebody that can just put their head down and get 3 or 4 yards and, you know, forget about getting the big plays because they're not even getting the little ones right now.
No, I mean, I think it's been really hard to watch. Alan, I know they're undefeated and ranked highly, but do you consider Notre Dame a legitimate national playoff contender?
I don't, because I don't think they can beat Clemson, and I'd be pretty hard-pressed to see two teams coming out of the ACC. Anything can happen, and you get together on the field on one game in that ACC championship game and you get yourself a shot, but I just have a hard time seeing them winning that matchup. I think Clemson has almost as good of a defensive line as Notre Dame's, but they have a far more dynamic offense. They have a far better quarterback, better receivers, and I just think with the SEC playing, with the Big Ten coming back, I have a hard time seeing what appears to be a pretty weak ACC right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.